At a late-night crime scene in Tegucigalpa, a shootout raged between gang members and police in the Villanueva neighborhood, leaving at least seven dead.
There's insecurity for everyone. We can't live here any longer, but we've no place else to go because other places are dangerous too. We're in dire need and I don't know what to do, stay here or leave the country.
Many here say blood-soaked streets littered with bullet casings have become an all-too-common sight.
Authorities tell us that scenes of brutal violence, like this one in the Honduran capital, are just the tip of the iceberg in a far more complex security situation that affects nearly every corner of the country.
In Honduras's poorest neighborhoods, gangs, particularly MS-13 and the 18th Street Gang, are notorious for crimes like extortion and for the recruitment of young children. Those who resist often pay with their lives. This young mother, who has asked us to hide her identity, says she was tortured by gang members and forced to flee her home after refusing to pay extortion money.
We faced humiliation. We've lost our house because of the gangs. My children cry and say to me, "Mom, it would be good for us to go someplace else where they won't want to kill us." Imagine a seven-year-old boy saying that to you.
A lack of confidence in Honduran authorities means victims of violence seldom report crimes to police. And security experts say collusion between criminal groups and government officials permeates across all levels of society.
Unfortunately, we see that different politicians and government leaders have been linked to drug trafficking. We see that there are high rates of impunity, corruption, and weakness in the rule of law.
Eber Ordóñez, a deputy police commissioner, tells Al Jazeera that despite modest advances in reducing the national homicide rate, reining in the violence often feels like a losing battle.
In comparison to previous years, the incidence of crime has actually decreased, but perhaps in some communities it's risen due to factors like local culture or in communities where gangs exist in great numbers.
Honduras has a rate of 38 homicides per 100,000 residents, making it one of the most dangerous countries in Latin America. International observers predict that thousands of Hondurans will be displaced from their homes in 2022, a challenge that cannot be addressed without a drastic reduction in the violence plaguing the country. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Tegucigalpa.